Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Peter Stobart, you are the artistic director of the Cork Choral Festival and the Cork International Choral Festival, excuse me. And you've an initiative that you're hoping to bring a little light and a bit of well, look, we all need a bit of light in our lives these days, don't we? You're encouraging people, even if they're distanced from their colleagues, to try to draw them together and re-establish an existing workplace choir or form an entirely new one. What's the deal with choir works? Tell me all.
Hi there. Yeah, it's both of those things, really. And if you've got an office choir already, then we're looking to hear from you. But primarily, we're wanting to set them up in places that don't have them. So this is an online choir for the obvious reasons. Everyone is working from home and is struggling with work-life balance. And so this is a way of bringing people together in some way from maybe different locations. It could even be different locations around the country, depending on the size of the companies. There could be a Cork base, a Dublin base, a Limerick base, you know, whatever it is. And so there'll be we're sending a choral leader in to teach everyone a song and do warm-ups with them and talk about healthy singing as well, and healthy singing is a healthy body and a healthy mind. So it's about all of those things. And then once the song has been taught over a series of sessions, then everyone's going to record themselves, and then we'll put together those individual recordings to make a virtual choir video. And then hopefully we'll have lots and lots of different offices wanting to do this, and we'll put those videos into a competition as part of the choral festival at the end of April, and there'll be a winner. So that's the broad scheme of it.
Great. It does sound good. The 2021 CICF International Workplace Choir of the Year competition. Would you advise people to keep numbers small, go big? What's the way to approach this?
Well, in some sense, it doesn't matter too much. You know, it could be as few as, I don't know, four. It could be as big as 400, although maybe online 400 is a lot to manage, but it really doesn't matter at all.
Okay. In terms of
any size.
Well, let's, you know, because you could have maybe 16 colleagues, but you could go, well, let's put in four groups as opposed to one group of 16. But look, we're getting too technical. The point is, if you are working from home at the moment, you're only in touch with your colleagues by Zoom and it's all a little bit dull, here's a way to bring a bit of light back into your life. You get in touch with corkcoral.ie. You will be appointed a mentor who will help you select a song and will help train you to a degree as to how to do this, hence why no prior singing experience is required. And then you make the video at the end, pop it in the competition and see how it all goes, and hopefully we all feel better as a result of it. And people do feel better after singing, don't they?
They do, yeah. I mean, there's lots of evidence that you know, stress hormones are relieved in some way, and you know, immune systems are boosted, and all that sort of thing, as well as the obvious sort of standing well, sitting well, breathing well, and that sort of mental side as well, a sense of belonging, connection to your team, and if you think about those kind of typical office interview questions, you know, are you a team player? Are you a good communicator? Are you a good listener? Well, the answer is yes, I'm in a choir. I can do all of those things.
That's a very good answer. I like that. That is a good one. So look, I've already given the key place, isn't it? Corkcoral.ie. Have a look for the choir works info and pop in your details and wait to see what happens. Actually, it's K-E-R-Y at corkcoral.ie if you'd like to email directly. But again, otherwise, just go to corkcoral.ie to find out more about choir works. A nice initiative at the right time of the year, I think, building up to this year's Cork International Choral Festival, for which we wish you good luck, Peter Stobart. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.